Welcome back to Talk to the Experts. We're joined today by the Alberta Veterinary Medical Association, and with us is Dr. Dwayne Landles. Just looking at Dr. Dwayne Landles' credential series. For more than 40 years, he's been a member of the veterinary profession and a very active advocate for responsible use of antimicrobials. For 25 years, he's been a veterinarian, hospital director, owner of a multi-species rural veterinary practice. He's been vice president of the World Veterinary Association, president of the Canadian Veterinary Medical Association, president of the Alberta Veterinary. You're kind of a big deal.
I've been around.
I've just been treating you like you're a regular guy. I didn't realize you were like veterinary royalty. Anyway, it's been great to have you on the show. Now, for people who are just joining us, tell us a little bit about, again, what is the role of the Alberta Veterinary Medical Association?
The Alberta Veterinary Medical Association itself is the provincial licensing body that's responsible for the practice of veterinary medicine in the province of Alberta. Our engagement here is with trying to increase awareness and dialogue and discussion of improving our quality of use of antimicrobials in animal health and livestock production specifically.
And we've been discussing the fact that in nature, for every action, there's a reaction. If we a virus or a bug develops and we come up with an antimicrobial to wipe out that bug, it'll wipe out that bug, but the bugs that survive are bigger, stronger, meaner bugs, and then we have to deal with them next, and then after we deal with them, there's some bigger, meaner bug waiting after that. So it's the use of antimicrobials is good when it's balanced and thoughtful, but if it gets out of control, the end result can be disastrous.
Well, that's exactly true. Antimicrobial resistance is a naturally occurring process, and every time under any circumstance that we use an antimicrobial, some degree of resistance develops. So the objective needs to be to ensure that all unnecessary use of antimicrobials is eliminated.
When as we said before, again, it almost sounds like people should be asking, are they good or are they bad, antimicrobials?
Well, antimicrobials are a tool. If they're used properly, they're incredibly valuable and they're necessary. If they're used inappropriately or unnecessarily and they encourage resistance or other adverse effects, then, of course, that could be bad. So it's a matter of how you use the product, not the product itself.
And we've found out many years ago that diseases that can happen in animals can be transferred to humans with the mad cow disease. That's why this is really something that everyone should sort of be aware of and understand, because it can impact the planet, really.
Well, there's no question that what we call zoonotic diseases, there's a number of diseases that are transmissible from animals to humans or humans to animals. Probably more importantly in this discussion is the knowledge that resistance to antibiotics can pass from one bacteria to another, or from one species of the bacteria from one species to another, without necessarily being disease-causing in itself, but allow for the development of resistant strains of bacteria.
So much to consider, and I wish I had more of a scientific mind to kind of approach this and make sure I was asking all the right questions. Is there any kind of risk of transfer from, let's say, beef to swine or swine to chicken? Do you find things move that way?
Well, it's certainly possible, that because the bacteria that have the genes to make them resistant oftentimes are not host specific. So if they're in an environment where they can other species of animal can be exposed to those bacteria, then they certainly can spread between species.
It's a huge challenge and a huge responsibility, and it's good to know the Alberta Veterinary Medical Association is working on that. And there is a new laws that are going to be put in place toward the end of this year.
Well, some early regulatory changes are occurring. We recognize that the use of antimicrobials in livestock production for production purpose or growth promotion will be eliminated by the end of this year. And we anticipate regulations that will require any use of antimicrobials in food-producing animals will require veterinary oversight.
As we mentioned, antibiotics are used in both treating disease, controlling disease, prevention, and production. But production is where we've made some other advances that we don't require antibiotics necessarily to have the same sort of successful production that we have now.
And it might be fair to say that production use of antibiotics is the low-hanging fruit. It's an easy one to eliminate because we're not going to lose very much in the livestock industry, and not anticipate it'll increase the cost of food or anything like that. It's probably a matter of, well, we've always used those products, so we continue to use them, and we need to rationalize that and decide what we can do instead.
One of our listeners texted in, should livestock farmers be licensed?
Should livestock farmers be licensed? That's a kind of a challenging question. Obviously, livestock producers function as a privilege, not necessarily as a right, so they need to be accountable to federal and provincial regulations on how they manage their animals from a health point of view, from a animal welfare point of view, and from an environmental point of view. I'm not certain that we're capable of having a licensing system that would accomplish all those specific parameters, but I believe that we do have good systems in place to ensure that livestock producers follow the regulations, the requirements of society as a whole already.
It really is a global situation. On the website, one of the lines you have here is, if resistance develops, and we talked about how you get a bug and you wipe out that bug, but the bug that's left behind is a little bit stronger, and how it just goes back and forth. If resistance develops at its current rate over the next few decades, the impact to our economies and communities will be severe and irreversible. That's scary stuff.
Yes, a number of governments of different countries, Great Britain and organizations like the World Health Organization, have done extensive studies in the development of antimicrobial resistance, particularly in the human health side, and have estimated the cost of that resistance, both in dollars of treating patients and in the loss of human life, and it's very large, and it's a high risk. We're losing utility of more antibiotics in human health than we're developing new antibiotics. So we're in a period of a lot of pressure to ensure that we take good care of the antibiotics that we do have.
Well, it sounds like we're in good hands, Dr. Landis, with people like you working toward, I guess, a good common sense application of antimicrobials and making sure that they're used wisely and with good stewardship, as we mentioned before. Thank you for joining us today. If you have any questions, if you'd like to find out more on the Alberta Veterinary Medical Association and the Raised With Care campaign, by all means, check out their website, raisedwithcare.ca. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Talk to the Experts on 630 CHED.
Proceeding was a paid commercial program. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of 630 CHED.